This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for August 10th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. Ceres Cafe in the lobby of the Chicago Board of Trade building is now open. If you are attending FIA's IDX or Expo, you need to be vaccinated for COVID-19. FIA is requiring vaccinations for Expo and IDX except for medical waivers in the UK. Their full policy is available with a link in today's newsletter. You can register for IDX with a link in today's newsletter. Well, that did not last long. The Wall Street Journal, specifically the enterprising Alexander Ospovich, is reporting that former SEC regulator and Coinbase capital markets head Brett Redfern has left the firm. He was at Coinbase for 4 months. AMC, the meme stock, decided to let moviegoers buy tickets with Bitcoin this summer. I believe this is called meme mixing. The Wall Street Journal Summer Stock Picking Contest is now open. Get your darts out. There's a link to register in today's newsletter. Fast Company has a story titled, What is Decentralized Finance? Understanding the Risks and Rewards of DeFi. Geneva Trading is looking for a quantitative risk analyst. There's a link in today's newsletter for description of the job. DRW Venture Capital has a profile of David Janzwiski of CoinCover on its website. The CME Group has a post on its open market site titled The New Markets for Carbon Offsets by Russell Blinch. Quantitative Brokers has a white paper on execution performance series measuring schedule-based algorithm. You must give your contact information to receive the white paper. The Dallas Regional Chamber has selected OCC's William Einicke into its Leadership Dallas Class of 2022. The program is a tremendous opportunity to develop the skill set to be a leader in your community and in your daily work. Quantigo has a commentary on its website titled, Why Artificial Intelligence Outperformed Digital Security, a Factor Analysis of Technology-Oriented Thematic Indices. Can someone please tell me about this? Societe Generale is looking for a senior salesperson in listed derivatives execution. There were no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Exchange Analytics is offering two new futures non-competitive trading training courses for U.S. and global market participants. Both course offerings include the latest regional requirements and have enhanced levels of user interactivity. The Commodity Exchange Act requires that every futures and options contract be traded openly and competitively, except for certain authorized non-competitive transactions. Block trades and exchange for related positions are the primary non-competitive trades authorized by exchange rules. For more information, go to a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. We have a video from the Path to Electronic Trading series. Bruce Williams, he found love of open outcry through tennis, part 2. Bruce Williams met Blair Hull when both were on a joint CBOT-CBOE committee for a new equity product where different versions would trade at the exchanges. Williams was in the major market index trading pit at the Chicago Board of Trade when Hull came into the trading pit during the 1987 stock market crash and started to buy the market. Williams said Hull had never been in the MMI pit before, but Williams knew better than to fade Hull's buying, Hull being a legendary trader, so Williams bought the market too. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from CoinDesk. Gary Gensler's insane crypto policy. Does cryptocurrency need new regulatory disclosure mandates from Washington, D.C. to be of service to consumers? No, but that is what Securities and Exchange Commission Gary Gensler is seeking. As stated in a speech on August 3rd, Gensler indicated he wants to double down on the same tried and failed approach his predecessor used, from disclosure-heavy mandates to investor protection obsession. Everything he has proposed is a regulatory version of insanity, doing the same thing but expecting different results. My comment, it is a misuse of the insanity definition to define Gary Gensler's crypto policy this way and not a way to make friends or influence people. Here's a story from the FT from their editorial board. To return workers to the office, use persuasion. Government should take care not to legitimize bad management practices. Britain's government is keen to get workers back to the office. The better pitches cast it as in the interest of workers themselves. The Chancellor Rishi Sunak argued that younger employees will do well with more face time with senior staff, building networks that help them to get on and finding what may be long-term mentors. Much less convincing were comments on Monday from an anonymous minister that civil servants should have their pay cut as they save on commuting costs, adding that it was difficult to know whether workers were actually doing their job or just watching television. My comment, persuasion like this only works when people's lives are not at stake. Here's a story from the New York Times. Virus information spikes as Delta cases surge. Researchers have recorded a new burst of false and misleading information about the coronavirus after a decline in the spring. In late July, Andrew Torba, the chief executive of the alternative social network Gab, claimed without evidence that members of the U.S. military who refused to get vaccinated against the coronavirus would face a court-martial. His post on Gab amassed 10,000 likes and shares. 2 weeks earlier, the unfounded claim that at least 45,000 deaths had resulted from COVID vaccine circulated online. Posts with the claim collected nearly 17,000 views on BitChute, an alternative video platform, and at least 120,000 views on the encrypted chat app Telegram, where it was shared mostly in Spanish. My comment, who would believe misinformation? Too many people, I am afraid. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story on Monday was the man who lost $20 billion in 2 days is lying low in New Jersey, from Bloomberg, about Archegos head Bill Huang. Second was Washington Post, Bitcoin FAQ, a detailed guide to cryptocurrency and why senators are fighting about how to tax it in the new infrastructure bill. And third was climate scientists reach unequivocal consensus on human-made warming in landmark report from Bloomberg. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.